seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
Attention, warning, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Adrian Lozano Show. Also, the comedy is rather very ribaldry and at times extremely imaginative. The show thanks you very much. Thank you. All content from this show are for comedic purposes only.
Meow meow. All right, so hello there. This is Adrian Lozano, your friendly neighborhood Adrian Lozano, coming to you from over yonder. How you doing? I hope you're doing well. You know, well as you can be. We're here now, so let's make the best of it. Let's try to do what we can and not be dicks about it. I'm looking at you, Adrian. I'm looking at you. All right, for once, would you just start the show without being weird? I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm afraid I can do that. All right, moving on. I recently read a comic book. Here's what it sounded like. I hope that didn't sound like farting, because that was me flipping through the pages. I read the Catwoman, the 80th anniversary, 100 pages. I read it cover to cover. Now, if you want to hear which story was my favorite, check out my other podcast, the one in which I read comic books. This one is a good one, though. I would definitely recommend it to all the Catwoman fans out there. I'm a big Catwoman fan. My two Catwoman being the one that Adrian Barbeau did from the animated series. Love me some Adrian Barbeau. Anyway, the other one being, of course, the Michelle Pfeiffer in all of her stitched up, you know, pleather, leather, plastic, stitch-tastic, sexy-ass, dangerous minds. Anyway, other than that, the third one on my list is definitely the 60s. I love me some Eartha Kitt. Just saying. Those are the three best Catwomen. Anyway, if you want to hear more about me gush over Catwoman, definitely listen to that episode. Why are you so eager and excited? Because I get to tell you about things. That's why, son of a bitch. For once, would you just, like, let me enjoy giving you joy? For once? Fuck. Ugh. All right, cool. Also, just did a crossover with my good buddy Jason Navarro. You might know him as his handle, Master Cracky. He does a show called Stark Raving. It's over there on SoundCloud. You can find that, and it's good. I'm on his YouTube channel right now. He's got three videos. Count them. Not once, not twice, not thrice, but thrice. Haha. Actually, it's thrice. Plus one, because I actually, I did a separate video of my own, so look forward to that on my channel. I also, haven't done much else with my life. Oh, wait, that's right. I'm, currently working on the final installment of my short film projects. You might be wondering what my other short films were about. Well, this next film is going to kind of explain everything. Because I really want to tell a story the right way, and I'm kind of limited by the constraints of my budget and my current circumstances, so that's a nice way of saying that I don't have everything I need, and I could use some help. If you could help me out, that'd be great. Throw money at me if you see me. If not, check out Redbubble if you want something for your money. Check out the artwork that I create and you can purchase. I'm really, really excited about some of the new designs that I've put up. And other than that, everything I've done for the past like 2.5 years has been all on phones and tablets. I am trying to get a computer because my last computer got destroyed. But this is a while back, this is a few years back, so I'm not too upset about it or whatevs. You know, it's, you gotta move on. This was, back before I even started a channel. So back before I even had a show. That was the last computer I had that was decent. Since then, it's been all tablets and phones, and I could use an upgrade. I could definitely use an upgrade. I should be working with cameras and computers, and I'm working with phones and tablets. So everything that I've done has kind of been in that range of fields. In that range of fields? Jesus Christ. In that field. Oh, there's no field like a danger field. I tell you, there's no field like a danger field. All right. Spider-Man trailer came out. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, let's check that out. And then we shall get back to... Don't forget to check out Jason's stuff. Master Cracky over there for YouTube. I'll put some links where they need to go. All right.
Oh, look at this. This is a good one. Some suggest that Parker's powers include the male spider's ability to hypnotize females.
Stop. Come on.
Yes, my spider lord.
Can we just, like, stay up here all day? It is so crazy down there.
That's right, folks. Spider-Man is, in fact, Peter Parker.
Listen, I did not kill Mysterio. The drones did.
The drones that are yours.
Does any part of you feel relieved about all this?
What do you mean?
Now that everybody knows, you don't really have to hide or lie to people.
For the record, I never wanted to lie to you. But how do you tell someone that you're Spider-Man? Now everybody knows.
But this isn't about me. This is hurting a lot of people. I've just been thinking about how to fix all of this.
So, Peter, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
Please, we saved half the universe together. I think we're beyond you calling me sir.
Okay, Steven.
That feels weird, but I'll allow it.
When Mysterio revealed my identity, my entire life got screwed up. I was wondering if maybe you could make it so that he never did.
Strange.
Don't cast that spell. It's too dangerous. Fine. I won't.
The entire world is about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone? Can't some people still know?
That's not how the spell works.
So MJ's gonna forget about everything we've ever been through?
Stop tampering with the spell.
Oh my God, Ned, he's my best friend. Oh, my Aunt May should really know.
Stop talking.
What just happened?
We tampered with the stability of space-time.
The multiverse is a concept about which we know frighteningly little.
The problem is you trying to live two different lives. The longer you do it, the more dangerous it becomes.
Be careful what you wish for, Parker.
Hello, Peter.
Okay, so spoilers on the new Spider-Man trailer. Alfred Molina's at the end of it, and he looks like John Lennon. Holy shit. I mean, he looks a lot like John Lennon. It's creepy. Miss you, Lennon.
Adrian being sexy. As a character, Adrian is stiff.
Looking pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it all day long. And taking a live look outside 37 at Carolina.
Okay, the reason you tune into this show is to catch me watching What If. You caught me. I watched it. This third one, it's gradually, it's starting to become like the comics, where some issues are good, some issues are fucking balls crazy. So check this shit out. Check this shit out! Okay, so... the third What If episode, everybody dies. Remember me telling you about Clinton? Remember me telling you about Clinton back in 90? Remember me telling you about Clint Barton fucking shooting an arrow into Thor's, you know, weenus? That shit goes down. So, everybody gets killed. I'll spoil the fuck out of it for you because you probably won't watch it if you're listening to me. Or you probably already watched it. Fucking Hank Pym killed everybody because of Hope Van Dyne. I feel bad because you get a lot of heroes killed, but I like where they're going with this. However, it just kind of peters out. So Loki comes to defend Thor's honor, I guess, and we get Sif in there, but they use Loki to trick Hank Pym. My favorite line of the whole episode: "You're pretty spry for a guy with a corner office." You know, that was awesome. It seems like I'm talking less and less about these what ifs with every episode, but they are getting weirder and weirder. This one ends with Captain Marvel showing up, although he's wiping off Captain America's shield, which I guess in this timeline, it's everything's going accordingly. Like, everybody's fitting the roles. Like, Bruce Banner was Mark Ruffalo, Thor was Thor, Tony Stark had gone through the shit in Dolmira or whatever, and you know, he was Iron Man. It's pretty rowdy to see everybody get killed, but it's also pretty rowdy to not be watching these. I really, really like them. I really like them a lot. Yeah, so this one ends with Carol Danvers. I was hoping it would end with, "Hey, Captain," you know, and then turn around and it's my Amazon woman, you know, standing there. It's fucking Captain Carter standing there being like, "What's up?" You know. Anyway, I love me some kebab. All right. So yeah, that's my take on What If this week. I know it's kind of short, but everybody dies. So, it's just proof that the Yellow Jacket is a formidable foe. You don't want to fucking go up against the Yellow Jacket, aka Hank Pym, aka Ant-Man, aka Giant Man. All right, cool. Moving on to the rest of the show. Let's do this. Also, it was Alyssa Carla and The Warning. It's from the Metallica Blacklist, that the song you're about to hear. More on the Blacklist later. Not the TV show, the album. And not the soundtrack to the TV show, the Metallica album. Okay, bye.
They conquered humanity's greatest evil. And she lay in rest. Then they vanquished threats from beyond our stars. And she lay in rest.
If you'd be so kind.
Nightmares have come for us, and she must awaken. We'll be right back.
I actually have read, I would say, five of the Midnight Sun Ghost Rider comics. I remember reading one where when you read it one way, it was Ghost Rider, and when you flipped it over the other way and turned it around, it was the Midnight Suns. I remember there being a renegade adaptation to it. Like, it was like there was a dude with long hair, a trench coat, and a shotgun riding a motorcycle, going around killing ghosts. That's what I remember from those fucking books. They're very dark. They're very dark books. I'm gonna have to dig them out of my boxes. I meant that in whatever way sounds the dirtiest, but I'm going to have to dig them out of my boxes because I want to reread those stories. Reread those stories. And I'm very excited. I'm very stoked about it. You know me, I hardly ever do video games except if they're good, you know? Like that Ghostbusters episode. I really enjoyed all those cutscenes from that Ghostbuster video game, the one for, I think it was Xbox. I thought it did a great job. I really thought it was a comparable, because I love animated movies, man. Fucking Fritz the Cat, baby. Fritz the fucking cat. I love animated movies. I love them, okay? So, I mean, I also love hybrid movies that are like mashed up together, you know, like two movies in one, where you get like a little bit of column A and a little bit of column E. Column E, that's right, all the way from A, B, C, D, and then E. You know why? Because we don't have time for F. Too busy effing around. Okay. I love the following movies. I love Pee-wee's, Big Adventure. Let's see, what's another crazy movie? Moonwalker, the Michael Jackson Moonwalker. What's another fucking pretty crazy? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That's another where it's like 2D mixed with, you know, live action kind of like craziness, you know? What's the one with the galaxy, number 42? Guide to the Galaxy? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That one also has some scenes in it where they go through the different dimensions, they become string for a little while. That kind of thing, where it's multi, I guess, faceted. It's different aspects of different points of either the same reality or different realities. It's like, you know, when you get the POV of a fly in the room, and like, or the security camera in the room, or whatevs. It's one of those things, one of those instances. I'm just saying. Also, it looks badass. They've got Ghost Rider in there. They've got Wolverine. They've got Iron Man. They've got Doctor Strange. It looks fucking badass. And it just came out Wednesday. Wednesday was a busy day for me. You know, I got a rub and tug. But I'm actually editing like two videos at the same time right now. So I have like two different phones. And then I'm also like editing audio for one of my many podcasts. So, Berenstein, bear with me, folks. I'm trying to get this shit out. And by shit, I mean my content. Because how did George Carlin put it? Because your shit is stuff, and their stuff is shit. I love George Carlin. I miss him so much. I don't think he would have worn a mask. I don't think so. I don't think he would have worn a mask. I feel like George Carlin would have been like, no. he'd have just been like, get the fuck away from me. You know? Anyway, I'm getting off track. So, the important thing to remember is I have hungry cats to feed. So if you could contribute, there's actually a donate link if you want to contribute to feeding me and my cats. That would be very much appreciated. Please. Anything helps. And everything helps. So, whatever you can, please throw it my way. I don't want you to be in a fix either. Just whatever you can spare. If you can't spare anything, then just like my stuff. You know, if you're broke just like me, hit like on all my stuff. Go to one of my videos and say, you know what, this doesn't suck in the comments. You know, whatever you can do, every little bit is appreciated. I'm not gonna be mad at you for not having money. You know, that sucks. It's hard enough out there without some weirdo giving you a what for. Okay, let's get into the next trailer, shall we? Let's do that.
Looking pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it all day long.
And take it a long look outside.
Okay, folks, just to let you in on something. According to Spin, that's Spin Magazine, this was released last month. I don't know how I fucking missed this, but I totally did. There is going to be a reissue of the Metallica Black Album. Oh yeah, that's right. I know why, because I was busy doing my own shit. Okay. But this fucking reissue, check this shit out. It's going to have covers featuring Miley Cyrus, Weezer. Weezer's going to be covering Enter Sandman, by the way. So that brings this all around, because there was an Enter Sandman cover that we heard just a few moments ago that wasn't Weezer. So... oh my goodness. Okay. St. Vincent, which, my God, I love that woman. If she didn't love women, I probably still wouldn't have a chance, but goddamn, she's amazing. St. Vincent, fuck yes. If you don't know who St. Vincent is, you're fucking up. You're fucking up big time. Check out St. Vincent. Phoebe Bridgers, My Morning Jacket, all bands that are going to be covering 12 songs by 53 artists. What in the fuck? You know? It's insane. It is in fucking sane. So this will be out. Let's see here. I think it's already out. I think. Each of the original 12 songs off of the album showcase multiple artists, takes on classic tracks. All proceeds from Metallica's Black List album will go to Metallica's charitable foundation, all within my hands, plus the charity of each artist's personal choice. Pretty cool. Listen to a live demo of Enter Sandman. July 12th, 1990 demo. That was the... okay, so you can pre-order your album now on vinyl, on CD, or digital download via Metallica's site. The vinyl and CD mediums arrive October 1st. So that shit's gonna happen. I was looking for who covered the Sad But True is the one that St. Vincent's doing. I am very excited about this. I am super duper excited. Super-de-duper-de-duper excited. So, yeah. Thank you, Spin Magazine. So, we shall see. Elton John, Yo-Yo Ma. Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith. Man. Mickey Guyton. Guyton. Kasami Washington. Wow. I seriously had no idea this was going on. DJ Scratch. Wow. Okay, so yeah. That's insane. Okay, so the third trailer today is going to be for an audio experience. This is for an album, ladies and gentlemen. An album, mind you, that is one of my favorites. It's got some of the best songs this band's ever done. Not the greatest songs, but some of the best, okay? Some of the fucking best. It's a little later in their career, but it just turned 30, so there's that. So yeah, let's check it out. Enjoy with me this next endeavor. Warning, the next clip is loud, so you might want to turn it down a notch or turn it up a notch. Just telling you, be warned, the next clip is loud. Here's your loud preparation warning countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Loud. Okay, it's going to get loud from here on out. Thank you.
Blackened Recordings presents one album, 12 songs, 53 artists, unlimited possibilities, covering their favorite songs from the Black Album. All profits go to charity. Out September 10th.
Say your prayers to one, don't forget my son.
To include everyone.
Shine through what I've shown. Never be.
Never get, forget it, babe.
Holy shit. So you heard about that, right? It's coming in September. The one I was talking about comes out in... That was the actual remastered 30th anniversary edition. So there's, of course, it's Metallica. They're going to release as many fucking things as they can to get as much money as they can. Well, I mean, that's why I think they're re-releasing their original shit to get all the money for that, because it's like over 24 hours of content on their master 30th anniversary edition of the Black Album. However, I mean, all the profits are going to charity. Fucking Cage the Elephant's on here. Fucking St. Vincent's on here. Fucking Weezer. Fuck. I mean, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying that I know Metallica's a little out of touch, a little out of date, but they have their roots in flannel, and they have their roots in hardcore touring. That's how everybody fucking knew who they were, you know? Like, that's how they fucking made a name for themselves. They fucking did show after show after show, and fuck, dude, they were badass. They killed it, you know? Kill them all. Fucking... oh, man, like... I'm a Metallica fan, but I evolved past that. My current favorite band right now is Rings of Saturn. But I'll tell you, if it wasn't for that Scandinavian metal, we'd never have Rings of Saturn. But that Scandinavian metal was influenced, dare I say it, I think you know by whom. Whom by? Okay. And with Metallica, you can't ignore everything they've contributed, because they've done everything possible to make themselves a household name. Even fighting Napster made them more of a household name. And also, I think everybody in my generation, and when I say my generation, you know who you are. Everybody in our generation watched that VH1 Metallica Behind the Music like every fucking day after school. I mean, fuck, dude. I was watching Behind the Music, and then I'd switch it over and watch Are You Afraid of the Dark, and then right back to VH1. Pop-up video. All right. It's... so much is going on in my brain. That's going to wrap up today's episode. I got to leave you with that, because, fuck, what more do you want? Metallica. Did you know James Hetfield keeps bees? Do you know where I learned that fact? I learned that fact from my buddy Jason, a.k.a. Stark Raving's host. So check out Stark Raving. Stark Raving podcast, available on SoundCloud. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. Hey, as always, thank you very much for listening. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. Remember, this is a comedy podcast intended for the purposes of humor, the likes of which you've never seen. If you learned anything, that's right, boy. If you've learned anything, that's your own fault. I'm not responsible for that. I put all the responsibility for you learning stuff on you. So it's your fault you learn things. It's your fault you learn things. Okay, cool. Now let's get the fuck out of here.
You have been listening to The Adrian Lozano Show.